Hey Siri, play Social Geek Radio.
Okay, Social Geek Radio podcast coming up.
Hello, geeks, and welcome to Social Geek Radio. I'm Jack Munson, your host and social media consigliere. Today's guests are Grady Hinchman and Derek Abelman. Today's episode is brought to you by Consumer Fusion, OneUp Web, and Ularity. Looking for the ultimate all-in-one technology solution for your digital marketing efforts? Meet Ularity, the world's most powerful and trusted local and national marketing platform. Finally, everything all in one place, from ad creation, media buying, reporting, and automatic optimization. Their technology was created with the franchise owner in mind, and their software and service was built from learning how Fortune 500 brands operate this marketing stack. Using machine learning and automation, Ularity's state-of-the-art technology simplifies the complex world of developing and executing digital marketing programs, all for a flat and transparent subscription. Their team believes in your brand's mission and has the passion and technology to amplify, automate, and optimize it, giving you access to powerful marketing performance in the palm of your hands. Join some of the world's best brands with Ularity. Head over to Ularity.com to request a demo and talk to their awesome franchising team, or email sales at Ularity.com. Mention code Jack, J-A-C-K, that's me, and get 50% off of your first month's subscription. Today, we're chatting with a couple of friends of mine, Grady Hinchman, the managing partner at Altitude Trampoline Parks. Grady, how are you today?
Doing great. Thanks for having me, Jack.
And also our old friend, Derek Abelman, is back. Hey, Derek, what's up with you?
Hey, Jack. Just getting ready for Christmas.
Yeah.
Otherwise, doing great. How about you?
I am getting, I'm past Christmas already, I think, in my mind. I'm ready for 2022, and I'm sure you guys are as well. Wanted to chat today about, you know, a good working relationship and building that relationship and trust in the franchise space. Before we get there, Grady, since you're kind of new to our audience, I'd like to get a little background on yourself. Tell us a little bit about your story.
Yeah, no problem. Grew up in the Midwest, was gifted with a really good left arm and was able to get a college scholarship to play a little baseball.
Nice.
From there, was able to continue that dream of playing in the show and got a taste of the minor leagues down in Port St. Lucie, Florida, in the Mets organization. Great life lessons, not a lot of money, but a lot of fun. So you got to have that balance, I guess. Sometimes your dreams come to an abrupt halt with baseball. You know, it came to a numbers game, and it is a business when you're playing professionally. And with that being said, I ran my course in the baseball world. Kind of left me scrambling after that. What do you do next? And I've always been in the fitness industry. And always working out kind of around that. I was like, you know, how hard can working at a gym be? I was like, well,
and you were about to find out, right?
Yeah, it was that or flipping burgers. And I was like, I think maybe I'll do the fitness side of things.
Right, right.
I saw a Planet Fitness truck driving around downtown Stewart, and I was like, okay, 10 bucks a month. What I save playing ball, I think I can afford to work out at least. And went there, checked it out, and decided, you know, hey, you guys hiring? Ask the right questions. They said professional athlete, must know a thing or two about working out, and got a job working at Planet Fitness in 2008. And it was interesting to go from being a professional athlete to working, you know, I don't want to call it a normal job, but it was, you know, anyone could get out there and do it that had the right skill set. And it was a little humbling. So, you know, I just let the same work ethic that I had playing baseball kind of shine through with working at my first job since college, and caught the eye of the franchisee that was opening all the locations in the West Palm area and Royal Palm area, all that South Florida market. 6 months, I had a manager's gig at Palm Beach Gardens. A couple months after that, they were opening another location, wanted some help with that one. So kind of got the chance to oversee a couple of those Planet Fitness locations. It was fun. It was really cool to see the business kind of go from a pre-sale 6 foot table sitting in front of a retail building that has nothing going on behind you to, you know, this $1 million gym that opens up in about, 12 to 15 weeks. It's just really exciting. So I picked up a few things along the process, was always, asking contractors questions, helping with, after working in the facility, was able to kind of give some insight to it would be better to have this piece of equipment over there, or that piece of equipment over there. And that was really the extent of my, my expertise at that point. And then just kind of stayed the course and learned the brand, learned the business, and just always kept an open mind to make sure that I didn't rule out what could possibly be next.
So tell me about the new brand, Altitude.
Altitude came in 2019. I partnered up with a gentleman named Andre Carollo, and we had just been talking about doing something together. He liked the way that I ran the Planet situation in Tampa because he was living in that area. We had become friends and just talked business once in a while, and I learned a handful of things from him. But we found Altitude when we started looking at similar models to Planet Fitness, the similar return that you would get on each unit. We wanted something where you didn't have to have 50 units to make a good chunk of money. We wanted to really go big time, and Altitude showed that potential. So we started construction in COVID times and the pandemic, which was nerve-wracking to say the least.
Yeah, interesting timing.
Yeah, I mean, we started construction and it was like you're hearing, glimmers about it. And then we're in the middle of construction where there's no turning back and they're saying the world is going to stop turning now. And that changed our thought process a little bit as far as our timeline. We just kind of minimized it, just stayed the course little by little until we could see some sort of a light at the end of the tunnel. And then we really, pushed the gas pedal down and really cranked this thing out. Florida's a unique state. We saw a lot of signs in that very same shopping center that said, stay the course. The pandemic was in full effect and there's lines to buy Nike shoes at the Nike outlet store and the parking lot's full. And I'm telling my partners, I'm like, I know it's strange right now, but we definitely need to keep pushing because we need to position ourselves that when we come out of this or we have a better handle on this, that our business can succeed and we can come out looking like rock stars because people are going to need something to do and they're going to need something for the families to do.
Yeah. I think that's the businesses that succeeded the most during and here, if we want to call this the post-pandemic, I hope, era, are the ones who didn't say, no, now is not the time. We can't do anything new. We've got to just, stay home and not start a new business. But it's those people like yourself who saw that this was going to end someday and that people were going to be looking for something that they haven't been able to do for the past year, year and a half, 2 years, whatever the time frame is going to end up being. So tell me a little bit about the brand and what the experience is like inside one of the parks. And then I want to talk a little bit about your partner in this.
Yeah. So the experience is really, if you have children, especially younger children, you go into this place thinking that it's going to be for them. And then you come out sore and sweaty and you're like, wow, that was actually really fun for me. That's something I thought was really cool. I have young kids. We visited these types of businesses for birthday parties of their friends and things like that. And it was just really kind of a cool perspective to have as a customer and now coming in as the business owner and being able to say, all right, this is what I thought was really great about that one. And this is where I thought they should change about this one. But there was a lot of learning too, and the corporate office is right there to do a little bit of hand holding when it comes to the business side of it. But it was really nice to have a customer's perspective to go into there and be like, I think I can lay this thing out to where it really maximizes the space. It's a great experience for the kids and the parents. And, everybody comes out on the winning side. And Altitude was just a really nice brand to do that with. We were working with the former CEO, which was Kurt Scallarup, and he just was a visionary. He really kind of helped paint this picture in our head of what these businesses could be. And then he also allowed this freedom for us to go in there and have our own touch on it. The new corporate office has a handful of different leaders in place, but they've taken what Kurt has and really drove it even further and taken it to the next level. So it's a really cool brand to see in the early stages back when I was with Planet and there was only 150 locations. Knowing what can happen when you're at that number to where they are now is kind of the dream that we have for this brand, and the efforts that we're putting into it is to make it something like that, to make it that household name where, you know, families and kids and cousins and everybody can all go have a good time. And, you know, it gets them off the video games. It keeps the kids active. It
yeah.
just gives the parents a break from life, just able to have some fun with the family.
Yeah. Very nice. So when you're laying all of this out with moving over and starting location number one for you, tell me about bringing in your partners from Northeast Color.
Yeah. So through the Planet process, we did some trial and error with certain vendors in certain spaces. But there was one that was always consistent. It was with Northeast Color. When you go into a franchise, you're coming in with the idea that there's a blueprint for you to follow. Mm-hmm. There is always some freedoms and liberties that you can take. But the partners that you can strategically align with will help paint the best picture of what you're trying to make. With Northeast Color, it was always easy because they would take your direction and vision, and then, you know, just like they're supposed to do, they would make it a tangible product and help you tie it into the overall environment that you're trying to create in your business. We're not looking for just signs that say the right thing or look pretty. We're looking for something that really ties and fills in all the holes in the interior so that the entire space can be utilized the right way. There are a lot of requirements that we have to have and signage that needs to be there, but it doesn't just need to be this blanketed, boring sign. There's something that you could, you know, you can put your personal touch on it, and working with the right vendor, they speak your language and they're like, yeah, we can do that. I mean, Northeast Color never says no. Yeah. I'm like, what about this? And they're like, sure, let's try it. And then I'm like, all right, that wasn't as good as we thought it would be. Let's shake it up and do this. And they're like, sure, let's try that. And, you know, those are the kind of partners that we really try to align ourselves with. I think Northeast Color's got a pretty good foothold in the brand. There's a lot of new franchisees that are renovating their space or opening, you know, their next park, and they're tapping into Northeast Color's resources and abilities to help them along with that process.
So Derek, let's get you involved here too. When you first walk into one of the trampoline parks, you know, what's your initial thought on where do you go with this, and knowing that the customer doesn't want just, you know, sort of the same old signs that we see in every business these days. What's sort of your initial thought, and tell me about the guest experience that you envision.
Yeah. Thank you, Jack. I mean, I think that Altitude is a unique brand, and Grady is in a unique position within that brand. So this isn't very common with our work, where we have a franchisee who's been, I think that deeply involved with the branding and driving it forward. So Grady had a really great collaborative relationship with the franchisor, and they worked together to really put a lot of those designs into place. And when they came to us, and we knew each other again from Planet Fitness from mm-hmm. those times. And so I think what's so interesting about Grady at all of these stages is that you really had that operations eye from having worked at Planet Fitness and understood that blueprint that he mentioned, and how to really execute on that. And we had a good relationship from that time. And so when he had this opportunity to really drive this branding, we were very flattered that he chose to work with us. Similar spaces kind of prevail in both brands. For Planet Fitness and Altitude, you have these very large big box or warehouse spaces which are necessary to house all the equipment and all the facilities that are accompanying those brands and services.
Yeah. Yeah, I suppose it's a lot different than like a classroom setting or something that's more of a retail setting that might be small and a little bit more intimate. This is a big sizable space that you've got to fill.
Yeah. And we didn't want it to stay that way, right?
Yeah.
We wanted to be like, how do we utilize this entire space to keep it from looking like a warehouse and more of an environment where a family can have a really good time? And I know the look isn't something that people can necessarily experience, but it adds to those experiences. And that's why we really felt like the partnership and the flexibility that we're given the collaboration with Northeast Color was the right fit because they can help us realistically grow this brand to where the look and feel is recognizable anywhere.
Back in a moment after this word from 1UpWeb. When it comes to franchise marketing, 1UpWeb has more than a team that anticipates your needs and improves your metrics. They're an agency that's been successfully supporting franchises for more than 20 years. And I don't mean just those they're working with. The franchise marketing playbook they put out was fantastic. Their monthly Franchise Forward newsletter is a must read. And their website is filled with plenty of other great marketing information. Go to 1upweb.com/socialgeek to learn more about them and snag some valuable information.
One of the things that I really have to commend Altitude and yourself on is the new designs that were rolled out during this period were so vibrant and had these great pops of color, these sawtooth patterns. And when we were working together and putting these different sort of wall covering patterns in different spaces in this cavernous environment, right? They really added to the possibility of this space, right? So for trampolines, obviously you're jumping all around and there's this sort of limitless potential when you're on one of those attractions or you're out and about the park. And I have to commend them to really having a design attitude that encouraged that exploration, that encouraged that sort of vectors of leaping and jumping and celebrating. And it was from that cue that we really took that and ran with it in the space in collaboration with Gradient. And I think that when you go there, it is a fun and exciting place to be, that you don't notice that you're in this giant space. It all feels more open than than cavernous. Like you feel like, I think, centered in a very good time.
It feels like you guys are all working together as sort of that three-legged stool that we talk about in franchising a lot, with the franchisor, the local business owner, and a supplier, really kind of working in harmony and not just, not just having something coming down from corporate saying, this is how it is, this is the brand, this is the color, but it feels like there's good communication back and forth from all three sides. Is that true?
Yeah, I completely agree with that analogy. It's actually awesome because corporate's saying, these are the elements that we would really like for you to have, but they're giving the franchisee the voice to say, well, these are the potential vendors that we'd love to partner with. And then it gives the vendor the potential to execute and deliver on that request from the franchisee. And then the approval from the franchisor saying, wow, they did a great job executing. Let's make sure that this person or this vendor partner is in place so that when we get new franchisees coming to our corporate office to say, I'd love to open a location, this box is checked when it comes to how the parks can look and feel and be designed from an interior space.
And it feels like, Grady, your space is, I don't know if showroom is the right term, but for
yeah,
the
we're
brand,
kicking some butt.
it's the one that I would assume the brand wants everyone to check out and take a look at.
It and we hope that it is, and we definitely are not trying to design parks to where we're showing off, but we'd love for people to come and look and say, okay, this is how they executed. We can do something similar, but we have our personality needs to shine through, or where we're located geographically needs to shine through, still have those personalization elements, but to show them that when you go to a trampoline park that is run by ATP Florida, you're going to see a different concept than what you traditionally would see, where it is very cold, warehousey, and really, really industrial feeling. It doesn't need to be that way. A lot of people think that it is kind of the standard, but there's a handful of brands that are moving away from that. And we really like having the ability to be the franchisee for Altitude that's helping push that envelope a little bit.
You and that brand are a key ingredient in both of those things happening. And in our work across all of these different brands and verticals that Northeast Color engages with, what we find is that it's the franchisees that have that personal investment in the brand, that have that passion for the brand. That's a decisive trait. And it's really incumbent on the franchisor to see that. And I think endorse it in the right way. And there's sensible ways to do that within the franchise brand. But honestly, Grady, hats off to you because you care in a way that is uncommon. And I think that caring and that level of investment that really brings out the best in people and in the franchise brands themselves.
I appreciate it. I mean, I'll never admit to or even pretend to know it all. I think one thing that I try to do is listen and learn from as many people as possible. And it can be a little exhausting, but that one piece of information for someone that you thought you were too busy to get, you know, to 5 or 10 minutes might be the thing that really ties everything together. So being a sponge is, especially in an industry that you're new in, even when we're at our, you know, we have a roadmap to do 15 of these locations. We have a wow. very aggressive roadmap and it's because we're passionate about it. And, you know, there's the financial side that, you know, can be very rewarding, but to build something to that scale, you know, the reward is, you know, the amount of people that you've been able to impact that have jobs, new leaders that are being developed within your organization, you know, all these things are really great. And it wouldn't have been possible without, you know, Altitude coming and saying, yeah, we are willing as a franchisor to let you push the envelope a little bit. And with that freedom, you know, we're just going to run with it. We're going to stay within the lanes that we're giving, but we're going to definitely ride on the shoulder as much as possible to push it. And, you know, we'll come back in if we have to, but we, you know, the brand is young enough that there's still so much to develop and learn. I mean, we're testing out all sorts of cool attractions. You know, with Northeast Color, we're starting to tap into some digital signage too, just to really, you know, how a good example would be rides at like a theme park where they have the televisions that are actually kind of part of the ride. So you're not necessarily waiting. You're being a part of a different experience while you're waiting. So, you know, we're tapping into their digital signage options to be able to put some different content throughout the park just to add to the experience. It's not just, you know, I did all 15, 16, 20, whatever amount of attractions. Man, did you see those cool videos while we were waiting in line? Oh, when they had my birthday party there, they put great graphics in the birthday room while we were, and it said, you know, happy birthday, Tommy. There's all sorts of cool things that Northeast Color is helping us kind of test the envelope on.
Excellent. Grady, if anyone has further questions for you or, and I'm going to guess that you may get some other business owners who would like a little advice in getting the attention of their franchisor. But if they have that question or anything else, is there any place you would like us to send those folks to connect with you?
Yeah, I'm on LinkedIn daily. I think it's a great platform. You can just find me on there. It's just Grady Henchman. I don't think there'll be too many of those. Please shoot me a message. We can connect by email, you know, whatever's easiest, but LinkedIn's probably the go-to platform.
Of course. All right, great. And Derek, there cannot be another Derek Abelman out there, especially in the franchise space. So where could we send folks if they'd like to learn a little bit more about Northeast Color?
Well, northeastcolor.com is a great place to start. We are also quite active on LinkedIn, as am I. So you can find us on both of those spots. But yeah, we are really excited to get out and about, hopefully. We'll all get to see each other again soon at the IFA in San Diego. Really looking forward to meeting you, Jack, for the first time.
Yeah, finally.
Yeah. Hey, I think I'm actually going to go to that this year.
All right, there we go. Well, a little plug for our friends at the International Franchise Association. If you haven't registered yet for the IFA coming up in February in San Diego, please do. You can register today at franchise.org. Derek, Grady, thanks so much for joining me today, and I will see you boys in San Diego.
Sounds good. Thanks for having us, Jack. Appreciate it.
Thanks so much. Thank you.
Before we go, a quick word from Consumer Fusion. Consumer Fusion is the only all-in-one reputation management provider that helps remove inappropriate content online. 80% of consumers say that a negative review has prevented them from choosing a business. Consumer Fusion has removed over 60,000 illegitimate negative reviews across major directory sites like Google, Facebook, Indeed, and Yelp. Check them out today at consumerfusion.com/franchise. Consumer Fusion, keeping reviews honest. And thanks for listening to Social Geek. We're here to help you get yourself ready for the comeback of a lifetime. This is the Social Geek Radio Network.